Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. If you have a health challenge you need help with or questions about the longevity products or longevity business, 844-236-6010 is our number. We will talk to Bob Gardner at the bottom of the hour. Bob is the author of the book Built for Freedom, host of the podcast Alive and Free. He's a transformational specialist. We've talked to Bob in the past, super inspiring. Bob says freedom is a skill. It's not a pill. I love that idea. Once you've trained your body and your mind how to be free, it will begin to happen by itself. That's Bob's motto. Bob Gardner at the bottom of the hour. Your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All three websites have the longevity products. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field. You can also just get your longevity products at the wholesale price if you so desire. It's a great way to get into the nutritional supplement field, though, and a lot of folks are making spare change or even a lot of money selling longevity products. You can call 866-735-2470 for more information or to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team or to purchase longevity products. Or you can hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, Bob Gardner coming up at the bottom of the hour. Our number today, 844-236-6010. We want to hear from you, 844-236-6010. Continuing on with this super fascinating nutrient, the essential nutrient, or some people say conditionally essential because your body can make a little bit of it, but it doesn't make a lot of it, and that's choline. Some people will say choline is a B vitamin. I'm not sure if it's a B vitamin. They call it a vitamin-like substance. I don't even know if it's a vitamin, but whatever it is essential, or at least conditionally essential. You do want to get it in the diet. It was not really known as an essential nutrient or even a conditionally essential nutrient until the late 90s, until 1998 or so. It's important for making neurotransmitters, specifically acetylcholine. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about that one. Acetylcholine is very important for mental health, for neurological health, for the so-called autonomic nervous system, the nervous system that controls the digestive system and controls heart rate and controls all the automatic functions in the body. They call it the autonomic nervous system, but really it's the automatic nervous system. It's also very important for the construction of cells. And this is where I first started to
understand the importance of choline, because I got a hip to the power of choline even before 1998, back in the 1980s when I was doing my weightlifting and athletic kind of stuff. Being a young kid, we were all us young guys were obsessed with getting stronger and getting bigger, and we were reading the bodybuilding magazines and the weightlifting magazines, and one of the things they would talk about is choline, because choline is very important for building things. It's an anabolic nutrient. It's a building nutrient, not just for nerves, but also for all the cells, and especially for the muscles. In fact, folks, if you're a bodybuilder, or if you're an athlete, or if you're just frail, or you're recovering from surgery, choline supplementation, I'll tell you how you do that here in a minute, can be very important for helping recover, for helping your body recover. Or if you're just elderly and you want to be strong, and not to mention the fact that it's very important for brain health. In fact, there's a lot of literature that talks about choline supplementation for treating Alzheimer's disease, for treating dementia. I've got a paper here. This one is from aging-us.com. It's a really cool anti-aging site. Choline is a prevention for Alzheimer's disease. Yes, choline deficiency is associated with brain with poor brain health, and it's also associated with AD or Alzheimer's disease. Recent study, this is reading from the article here, quote, a very recent study found that choline supplementation can produce benefits on Alzheimer's dementia, neuropathology, and not only that, folks, but transgenerational benefits. That means that if you supplement with choline, or if a mom supplements with choline, their child will have less chance of getting Alzheimer's disease. The benefits are transgenerational, which is really kind of interesting. That's what it says right here in the study, anyway. So, this involves lifelong choline supplementation, not just taking choline. Well, I suppose you could benefit by just taking choline if you're elderly or dealing with dementia or want to prevent dementia, but this was a paper that talked about lifelong choline supplementation and a lifelong choline-rich diet improving or reducing the likelihood of Alzheimer's, which is kind of interesting. This is from the website BreakingMuscle.com. Is choline deficiency killing your performance? A lack of essential nutrients, vitamins, and minerals, or nutrients will compromise your recovery and potential to grow bigger, faster, and stronger. One vitamin particularly goes unnoticed. Choline. Now, they're calling it a vitamin here. I don't know if I would call it a vitamin. They call it vitamin B4. According to this article, choline plays a major role in supporting focus, building strength and power, and accelerating recovery. And I'm a believer. And, in fact, I take 2 grams of choline bitartrate, which is one of the ways you can supplement with choline every day. But one of the easiest ways to get choline is from phosphatidylcholine. Phosphatidylcholine is one of the components in the famous lecithin molecule. Now, I've been talking about the importance of lecithin, and lecithin has well-known brain health benefits, largely because of its choline content. In fact, lecithin was the first place that choline was discovered. It was actually discovered way early. It's interesting because it wasn't known as an essential nutrient until 1998, but choline is actually one of the first nutrients, or one of the first, back then they called it food components, that was ever discovered, and was actually discovered by a pharmacist named Theodore Gobley, who discovered this molecule in egg yolk. Actually, he discovered lecithin in egg yolk, and he found that there was a little molecule in the lecithin that was very important for the nervous system. Lecithin, by the way, means egg yolk in Greek. He named the molecule choline, and it wasn't until much later, probably until the 1930s, when it was first thought that choline might be an essential nutrient. As I say, it wasn't officially an essential nutrient until the 1990s, but it was known that choline played a major role in cell health and in nerve health as early as the 1930s. Cell health, in the sense that the cell membrane, the outer part of the cell, which you can think of as the brain of the cell, interestingly, the brain of the cell and the brain of the body are both dependent on this molecule, choline. That's because of its really very fascinating ability to conduct electrical energy, to conduct electrical charges. How cool is it that a molecule that's found in egg yolk has electrical activity? There's some implications there because, as it turns out, the flow of electricity is very important for the growth of an organism inside an egg or inside the womb. In any case, it wasn't until 1991, the early 1990s, that it was found that having a low choline content was associated with fatty liver disease and liver damage, both of which were corrected when choline was put back in the diet, and was a mere 7 years later that they determined that choline should be considered to be an essential, or at least semi-essential, nutrient. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, back on the Bright Side right after this break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
On the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to talk to Bob Gardner, the Freedom Specialist, author, transformation specialist, public speaker, and host of the podcast Alive and Free, bottom of the hour. Your calls this segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. So, There is so much to talk about with choline for bodybuilding, for liver health, for mental health, for the autonomic or the automatic nervous system, for acetylcholine production, also for epigenetics. It turns out choline is a very important epigenetic factor. You guys all know probably what epigenetics is, but for the uninitiated, epigenetics refers to the molecules or the chemistry of turning on genes. You know, just because you have a gene doesn't mean it's going to be active. You have some 20,000, 25,000, something like that, different genes, and all the cells of the body contain all of the genes. But what makes a cell unique, what makes a cell an eye cell or an immune cell or a liver cell, is the specific genes that are turned on. So your genome, the body of genes in a cell, is about 20 or 25,000 different genes, and all cells have the same genome. All the genes that make all the cells of the body are in each and every cell. But whether a cell turns on, or whether a gene turns on or off, is a whole other thing. Just because a gene is in the cell doesn't mean it's going to turn on, and just doesn't mean it's going to be active. So eye cells have their own sequence of genes that make them eye cells, and muscle cells have their own sequence of genes that make them muscle cells, and cancer cells and diseased cells have their own sequence of genes that are turned on or turned off. And just because a gene is present doesn't mean that gene is going to be activated and a specific chemical is going to come from that gene. Whether or not that gene is activated depends on a lot of things. It depends on the environment. It depends on the environment the body is in, and it depends on the environment that the cell is in. If you take a muscle cell, or you take a blank cell, a stem cell that's nothing, that's not any cell, and you put it in a dish with specific nutrients, it may become a muscle cell. You put it in a dish with other kinds of nutrients, it may become a heart cell. So the environment that the cell is sitting in and the environment that the organism that contains the cell is in is going to have an impact on whether or not that gene turns on. There are specific molecules that are called epigenetic factors that can turn genes on and off. One of those epigenetic factors is choline. Choline is not only an essential nutrient that's important for running the body, important for making cells, it's also involved in turning cells or turning genes on or off. And there are some cancers that are associated with choline deficiency by virtue of its epigenetic or lack of epigenetic effects. So choline, which is super readily available, and nobody should ever be deficient in it, plays multiple roles in health, in the health of the organism, and roles in the disease process from various diseases like frailty or failure to thrive or fatty liver disease or neurological diseases like Alzheimer's, dementia, and even cancer. It's unfortunate that choline is so easy to get. Now, most choline is found in animal foods. Choline is made in cells, animal cells. It's not just made, it's a component of animal cells. So things like organ meats and fish contain high amounts of choline. Milk contains choline. One of the best sources of choline is eggs. And in fact, sometimes you'll hear about the problems associated with eggs regarding cholesterol and heart disease. Well, as it turns out, choline, under certain conditions, gets converted into a molecule called TMAO. And TMAO, which we've talked about in the past, is associated with heart disease. So a lot of the negative or the bad press, we'll say, that eggs get is not because of the eggs themselves, but because of a metabolite that comes from the eggs. It comes from the choline in the eggs called TMAO. But as it turns out, TMAO is usually produced by excess bacteria, and this is where the whole SIBO connection comes in. So if you're dealing with bacterial problems, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, I should say, dysbiosis issues, intestinal issues, and you're eating a lot of eggs, or eating a lot of choline, for that matter, choline-containing foods, you may be at higher risk for TMAO production, and this can cause problems with the cardiovascular system, which is why you want to deal with your SIBO. Yet another reason why you want to control the bacteria that live in the gut with your I-26 from longevity, or by using good probiotics, or making sure that you're acidifying your stomach contents with apple cider vinegar or betaine HCl. We're going to talk about betaine HCl in a minute, because betaine and choline, there's a very interesting relationship between betaine and choline. And then also making sure that you're reducing your intake of the FODMAPs foods, that feed bacteria in the small intestine. So if you want to get your choline, there's lots of different ways you can do it. You can get it from, as I say, animal foods like dairy and eggs and organ meats. But if you're a vegetarian, you're not out of luck because choline is found in a lot of vegetable foods. Choline, for example, is found in cruciferous vegetables, which I consider to be among the most powerful of the vegetables. Cruciferous vegetables include broccoli and cauliflower and Brussels sprouts, and they can contain some significant amounts of choline. Almonds and peanuts are also good sources of choline if you're a vegetarian. Now, it's not gonna be like organ meats or like eggs or even like dairy or fish, but you will get some choline from cruciferous vegetables. You will get some choline from peanuts and from almonds. One of the best vegetarian sources of choline is soy. Now, of course, that's where we get lecithin from. So making sure that you're eating soy, fermented soy, of course, is the best way to get your soy. Soy is also a good source of protein and, of course, fiber, magnesium, zinc. Soy is pretty powerful food, soybeans, that is, as all beans are, but they do come with their own toxic profile. And that includes the presence of lectins that can really wreak havoc on the immune system and on the skin. Wheat germ is also a very good source of vegan or vegetarian choline. And then one of my favorite sources of vegan or vegetarian choline is mushrooms, specifically shiitake mushrooms. Shiitake mushrooms contain a very impressive array of nutrients, including things like vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid. We don't talk a lot about vitamin B5, but we will because, man, is that a valuable nutrient. Shiitake mushrooms also have selenium and copper. They're a good source of fiber. That wonderful molecule that I'm so fond of called beta-glucan is found in shiitake mushrooms. And then you'll also get a nice healthy dose of choline. Now, if you want to supplement with choline, there are various ways that you can get choline in supplements. I personally take choline bitartrate. I take about 2 grams of it a day. I take it for recovery and also for neurological health. I don't have any specific needs for choline, specific deficiency issues associated with choline, but I just want to make sure that I get enough of it. You'll also get choline in your ultimate enzymes in the form of lecithin. In fact, wherever you see lecithin, you're going to get choline. There's a really interesting form of choline that we're going to spend some time talking about that's been in the news, but in the nutrition news, or been popular in the nutrition world because it's got such wonderful benefits for brain health, and that's a form of choline called cytocholine. Some people will say cytocholine CDP, and you can find cytocholine or cytocholine CDP in various brand name supplements. If you're dealing with any kind of brain health issues, you might want to consider cytocholine. It is probably as important as some of those nootropics. Nootropics means brain health or learning aid supplements that you see advertised. The one from Jellyfish that you see advertised. I would say cytocholine or choline in general is just as important. And then there's another really cool form of choline that I've been talking about for a long time called GPC, glycerophosphocholine, which has that phosphorus molecule, which is also really important for brain health. All right, we'll continue talking about choline on our next Bright Side episode. Bob Gardner coming up next. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are 2 fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
You USA News Update. President Biden says he's talking with leaders in the Middle East in an effort to extend a four-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Biden said the goal is to allow the release of more hostages. Speaking to reporters in Nantucket, Massachusetts, the president expressed relief over Sunday's release of 40-year-old Israeli-American Abigail Adan and other hostages. More humanitarian aid is being delivered to people struggling in war-torn Gaza. Palestinian Red Crescent Society says it received 187 trucks from the Egyptian Red Crescent Saturday, a convoy they said was loaded with much-needed food, water, medicine, and emergency medical supplies. Tomorrow is Cyber Monday. The FBI warns online shoppers to be aware of scammers, which they say can range from untrustworthy or fake websites to fake emails offering great deals. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page of brightsideben.com. We've got 10, 11, 12 years of archived information, plus a search box you can use if you want to review a topic or a program, share one with a friend or loved one. Head to brightsideben.com. You'll find all the Youngevity products up.
at brightsideben.com. Also, my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our news story blog post and video page at criticalhealthnews.com. All the websites have a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the Brightside Ben team. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information. It's an ideal business opportunity if you're an entrepreneur or if you simply want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price. Call 866-735-2470. You can also order longevity products by calling 866-735-2470. Or you can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team right off the websites brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or by calling 866-735-2470. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered is when you heal the skin, you beautify it. And as we like to say, healthy skin is beautiful skin. Check out all our Truth Skin Health products made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100%. Active and functional ingredients in every one of our Truth Skin Health products, all available at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, I am super stoked to talk to our guest today. We've had him on before. Very, very inspiring guy. He is the Freedom Specialist. His name is Bob Gardner. He's also the host of the podcast Alive and Free. He's the author of the book Built for Freedom, and he is a very inspiring guy with a cool story to tell. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Bob Gardner. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. Thank you for coming back on the Bright Side, and thank you for this wonderful book, Built for Freedom. You have a very interesting story to tell. So before we get into the inspirational part, why don't you tell us a little bit about your personal story and how you got involved in the inspiration business, if you will.
It was unintentional. It was pure desperation, so to speak. I basically ruined my entire life and put it together before it fell completely apart. I was trying on the outside to live the life that was set up in front of me by my parents, by society, you know, sort of the standards and trying to live up to everything that I had been taught as a kid. And I was running a martial arts school. I was doing three other jobs. I was trying to keep together, put food on the table. My wife, we had four kids at the time. But in the background, I was struggling with some compulsive behaviors. Pornography was one that had lasted for 18 years that I was using that as an escape. I got into some drugs at some point in time. And then my wife decided that she was done. Bless her soul, right? She wasn't willing to like sit with it anymore. It had already been like 8-9 years at that point in time. And she just was like, look, I think I'm out. And that scared me enough to start to like try and hold it together, and holding it together according to all the programs I'd been to and all the advice I was given wasn't doing it. I was just lost in a battle for what it seemed like it was going to be the rest of my life, decades and decades ahead of me looking at a battle. And when I saw that, I was like, this cannot be, I can't live this way. And I wasn't suicidal at the time, thankfully. So I just sort of said, you know what, for everything I've learned from all of the wonderful people that were out there teaching things, it's not working for me. I need to find another way. So I just sort of set aside everything I'd been taught. And I went back to my just being a scientist with my own life. And I was like, let's try some things and see what works. And I went back to my roots with martial arts, with movement, with breathing practices, with some simple things that I had been practicing for a long time. I started there, and then I started testing and tweaking things. And in a very short amount of time, I found that all of the urges and cravings that were typically associated with addiction were gone. I found that a lot of the emotional swings had disappeared. My wife thought that I was bipolar for a number of years because of the amount of swings that I had been through. And those all evaporated, and I found myself just feeling wonderful. But I also thought that I was a weirdo, you know, and so I assumed that what I had done for me wasn't really something that was going to work for other people. So I was still actually helping and facilitating at 12-step programs and just doing the best I could to try and contribute and give back. And then, you know, 4 years later, I had a business coach look at me and he said, look, dude, if you figured this out for yourself, like, there's a lot of people struggling and nobody has a really good answer, especially when you're talking about sexual addiction, because it doesn't operate like all the other types of addictions that people typically look at. And he's like,
how do you mean that? Why is that a different type of addiction?
The therapists that I've talked to, the people that I've asked questions about, they just say that because it doesn't function, it doesn't operate, especially with pornography, it doesn't operate in the same way neurologically, I think is what they said. I don't have all the data on that one, but they just like, look, this doesn't follow the same marker. So there's a lot of debate about whether it's possible to be quote unquote addicted to sex or pornography or love or a lot of the addictions that nowadays people will talk about as if they're a thing. But the therapist and their DSM and like a lot of the definitions that they have, they're looking at it going like, it doesn't really match all of the other traits that we have. Like you don't have a withdrawal symptoms in the same way you would have a withdrawal or a detox from a substance. And so, which I didn't know any of this at the time. And so he was just like, look, this is something that people need help with. And I, one of my first clients actually, he said, yeah, after he had worked with me and found a way out of his own struggles, and he was dealing with OCD and a lot of sexual addiction as well, what was called that at the time, and a lot of anger issues, and his marriage was kind of on the rocks. When he, after a couple of months, he turned around and he went to the therapist that he'd, and he'd been through all of them. He'd been through all the medications and all of the different levels of the psychological arena, and seen counselors and marriage counselors, and he'd been medicated, and they switched medications, and he had brain tremors because he didn't come off them well and all these other things. He went and talked to this lady, and then his counselor sort of confided in him, like, yeah, we get together like once a month, all of the professionals in the area, and we talk about this very situation, and none of us have a good answer. Like, none of us really know how to solve it. We do the best we can, but we don't really know either. And that was like a big surprise, you know, because she confided this in him after he'd already found a way that was helpful. But before then, you know, he was just doing the best that she could. So I started helping people from that. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, you hit bottom. What is the first thing? What's the first step you took, and what's the first step you suggest for somebody who's at bottom? They want to make a change. They're willing. They got the willingness, because I always think that's the first step. You got to have the willingness.
Yeah.
So you hit the bottom. You have the willingness. What's the first thing somebody can do, and what's the first thing you did?
So the first thing, I don't know that it'll be the same for everyone in terms of the exact action, but the first thing that I did was I had to change what I was trying to do. If the project was I had to fix myself, then you know, I was basically going to be training myself to think of myself as someone who needed fixing. And that's a habit that's not easy to get rid of either. Mm. And so instead I turned it around to be like, instead of, like the idea that in my head was, instead of being inside of an arena where I'm fighting with some guy, we'll call that guy addiction, and instead of being there and fighting with that guy the whole time, what happens if I leave the arena? Because if I win or lose, I'm still in the arena with the guy. What happens if I quit the fight altogether? And I spend all of my energy building a positive.
Hang on to that thought. Bob Gardner's with us. More with Bob Gardner on the Bright Side right after this.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Bob Gardner. Bob, before we went to break, I apologize for cutting you off there, but you were saying something really interesting about the first step that you took. You've mentioned getting out of the arena. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. So most people are, like, if you have an addiction, you're struggling with depression, you're struggling with anxiety, the natural inclination is, let me go take care of it. Let me fight off addiction. Let me fight off depression. And let me focus my firepower on my anxiety. And that what I have found so far that has been very helpful with a lot of people, including myself, was what if we quit the whole arena instead of fighting anxiety? Now I have everything in my life that's building anxiety, and then on top of it, I'll fight against it. Or everything in my life that's created addiction, and then this fight against it. And don't get me wrong, I had a lot of successes with that mentality, but nothing that lasted. And I was tired a lot of times, and then relapses would hit and all the other stuff. So what I decided to do was, let me just go learn how to live a really enjoyable life, a life I love. And when all of my mental and physiological energy was spent just like focused on the things that I enjoy and creating a better feeling inside myself during life, the addiction went away on its own. The depression, those manic mood swings went away on their own. All the reactions started to go away on their own. And what I realized later was that's because all of those things are built on how I feel, the state of my body. And what I was doing was helping my body become more and more at ease. Chronic tension patterns, chronic, like nutritional stuff, things that was going on inside my system, that's the background static that the brain is trying to listen to the world through. And when you clean off the static, all of a sudden the world's really beautiful, and it's not this, you know, really noisy, kind of irritating, you know, thing coming through.
Wow, that's awesome. Is that what you mean by, in the book you talk about less. In Bill for Freedom, you mentioned less. In fact, I think you have a chapter called Less. Is that what you're kind of referring to?
I had one of my poems was called Less. Yeah, like less of everything was what I, it was toward the very beginning of the book, right, that I left that poem in there. It was like less commitment to all of the, to your misery, to your mm-hmm. to your diagnoses, to your identity. But all of this energy that's in your life is that you're committed to, like, this is who I am. And that's a lot of energy that you could just commit to, wow, I'm having a great. So for me, the first thing I did to start to bring my body and my being to some level of ease was I had four kids at the time, and it was chaos. I mean, there were echoey walls. We had tile floors. It was a vaulted ceiling in the little town home we were renting. It was noisy. And so I would climb up on the roof and sit, and we were in Mesa, Arizona, so there's like 330 days of sun. So I would sit and watch the sunset every day. And it was like a 20-minute window where I had nothing to do. My phone was downstairs. And that was the first step that I took, was a date with myself every night at sunset to get a little more light in my life. Not that I needed a ton living in the Phoenix area, but also to where I didn't have anything to do. My mind could start to unwind itself. And I had a moment's peace every day for that little period of time. And I'll be honest, like some days I was cussing at the sun. Some days I was just watching the neighbors to and come to and fro. And other days I was just staring right at the orb of the sun. And some days I would like try and meditate on the roof. But it wasn't like a specific practice. It was just, I got 20 minutes and this is my commitment to myself. And, you know, sitting and watching the sun move over the horizon for that long, there was something that sort of settled me. In some really beautiful ways. I don't know if I could describe them, but it was one of those days that I describe in, I think, the second or third chapter of the book where this just utter joy started sweeping through my body. I was already doing some breathing practices at that point in time and some other things to kind of loosen my system up. And this beautiful joy swept through my body, and it was like the earth and the trees were inside of me, and they were, my heartbeat was in them, and like the sky was looking through me. It was this incredible, like, body dissolved moment. And just tears started coming for no reason at all. It was just this, and it was the first time I realized, oh, joy doesn't have to be something I have to work hard toward. It's something that's already accessible if I can just allow myself to be in a state where it comes through.
How about you talk about chronic pain a lot. Talk to us a little bit about chronic pain and how your techniques, how the Freedom Technique can work for people who have chronic pain.
Yeah, so chronic pain, like one of the first things, and this was an accident. I started working with chronic pain on accident. There was a lady who came to me for emotional stuff. She had Lyme disease, Hashimoto's, Epstein-Barr, like 30 other comorbidities and, you know, cardiac inflammation, all these things. And she'd been on opioids for a number of years and had a raging opioid addiction that she had managed to willpower her way off of. And so she was just like tolerating what she described as razor blades going up and down her bone day in and day out. And she had just kind of accepted it, like, okay, this is the way it's going to be because I don't want to be an addict. So I was talking to her about some stuff. She came to me because she was like, I'm just struggling with these emotional issues around, you know, trying to be a good entrepreneur and whatnot. As I started talking to her, I started seeing where this was building up in her body. And it started to collect around her back. So I asked her permission. I was like, look, can we try something here? I want you to breathe in, breathe out. And then I thumped her in the back once, twice, a third time, a pretty good solid thump. And the aim was, what I had learned in all training with these special operatives and these other people in the course of my training was ways of, you know, using percussion on a body to relax the body and to cajole it into releasing what it's holding. And so there I go, I give her a thumb, and she turns around, and she's like, not sure what to do about it. She had this, like, deer in the headlights look for a second, so I tell her to breathe. She breathes, she calms down, and then I had to leave briefly, but she texted me at, like, 1 o'clock that morning and said, this is the first time in 7 years that there is no pain in my body. What did you do? What happened? So if we talk about pain, pain is, according to all of the biggest research, the latest research on it, is 100% of the time, they say. Lorimer Mosley, this great researcher down in the Southern Hemisphere, New Zealand, I think. It's like 100% of the time, pain is an opinion that your brain has about something in the body.
Let me repeat that. Let me see, I understand that. Pain is an opinion.
Yes.
Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So what happens is the only thing that's being sent up to your brain are these little firings of nerves.
Uh-huh.
And so they're saying, look, there's this nervous firing at this intersection with this much intensity this often. That goes up to the brain, and then the brain is the one, or the little brains along the spine, depending on how intense it is. But like that goes, the brain's the one that says, oh, I know what this is. This is bad or this is good. You know, it goes through all of those different processes. And then it produces, if it's like, this is bad, we need to get out of here, it creates a sensation of pain.
Wow.
To motivate you to move. So with chronic pain, what's happened is that all the little nociceptors that are around those nerve firing areas have just started to riot just because there was a riot going on. Nobody knows why they're rioting. So all of a sudden, they're rioting, just having a great time. People are throwing couches, smashing buildings, whatever's going on inside the cell. And that goes on for a long time to the point where the body now becomes hypersensitized. It just fires pain for no reason. It becomes less and less specific. So what I did when I thumped this lady, Amber, on the back was, and her story's in, I think, chapter five or six of the book. When I thumped her on the back, I gave her brain something to actually, like, measure and think about and go, like, wait a second, this is way more intense than the pain that we've been dealing with.
Mm.
And in that moment, it was like, let's focus all forward firepower on the weirdo with the beardo. And,
okay.
And in that moment, it gave her nervous system a chance to sort of recalibrate and wow. reset. It was almost like rebooting her system. And then to this day, that was like 4 years ago, to this day, no pain.
Have you heard of the hypnotic technique called pattern interrupt?
Yes.
Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Yeah, I would say that I'm doing it and I don't know all the ins and outs of pattern interrupt. So as far as the hypnosis thing, so I'm not trained in doing that. So I don't know if it's along similar lines exactly. But I've heard of it a lot. I've had people talk about it a lot in a lot of different circles. I would say that this is a very physiological way of doing it, but I would say it sounds like we're talking about the mm-hmm. same kind of thing.
Pattern interrupt. Wow. Yeah. We're out of time. There's so much I wanted to talk to you about here, Bob. Hopefully you'll come back on. The book is awesome, Built for Freedom. The website is thefreedomspecialist.com. Bob Gardner, thanks so much for coming on The Bright Side. Do you mind hanging on the line so I can say goodbye to you?
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you, Bob. Website, thefreedomspecialist.com, and the book, Built for Freedom. Really easy to read and packed with very valuable information. Thanks, Bob Gardner, for being on The Bright Side. And that is all the time we have for this evening. Friends, have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular week. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all next week, Saturday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Till then, bye for now.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.